This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Part of the fun of theater is learning about worlds you never knew existed and passions you'd never considered, like tentacle erotica. I'll let that sit a moment. Okay, I'll save you the trouble of Googling it. Playwright Stephen Yonke helped expose me to octopus porn. The vehicle is the salacious world premiere of Mr. Yonke's play, The Fisherman's Wife, at Ensemble Studio Theater. You might remember Mr. Yonke from his play last year at Boston Court, Heavier Than, where he took the story of the Minotaur and gave it a clever modern twist complete with a love-struck Icarus. The LA-based playwright has another play, Wolves, that's a sexy twist on Little Red Riding Hood. Are you catching a theme? To boil down Mr. Yonke's formula, take a classic myth or fairy tale, give it a modern spin, add a helping of lust, mix in a dab of self-aware wink-at-the-audience asides that let them know that you know what the game is and hope for the best. As recipes go, it's not a bad one. For The Fisherman's Wife, Mr. Yonke draws inspiration from a famous Japanese painting entitled The Fisherman's Wife's Dream, which is a body canvas of a cephalopod and a woman engaged in, just Google it. He's mixed this erotic fantasy with a dash of the Grimm's fairy tale by the same name and a classic traveling salesman yarn to come up with a sarcastic sex farce. The basic plot is husband and wife live in a miserable shack by the sea. Their relationship has seen better days. She's sexually unsatisfied. He's struggling. They bicker and he goes fishing. Enter the alternatively attractive traveling salesman with a bag of goodies for her. Meanwhile, the fisherman encounters a magical octopus and squid who are both more than a little randy. I think you see where this is going. At Ensemble Studio Theater, it's playing in their new cabaret space, the Speakeasy, and the place starts off feeling like a fun late-night show, even at the Sunday matinee that I saw. Director Gates McFadden keeps the acting crisp and comic, and for the most part, the cast is up to the challenge. When the octopus and squid appear in retro bathing suits, you feel like you're in good hands, or tentacles, as the case may be. What keeps the show anchored down, if you'll pardon the pun, is its structure. Mr. Yonke is playing with repetition, and at first it's fun when our traveling salesman repeats the same pitch about the joys of living in a seaside town. You're in on the joke. When we see the traveling salesman repeat what I'll call his successful transaction with both the man and the wife, you get it. The trouble is, Mr. Yonke doesn't know when to end a good thing. As a late-night one-act, the play would have been a hoot, but it's a two-act that's fishing for something out of its grasp. The Fisherman's Wife plays at the Ensemble Studio Theater in Atwater Village through November 24th. This is Anthony Burns opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.